And the reception there by Ted Bolser out of Indiana, the big tight end. Tommy Reese, another check down as you have scouted very well.
Another solid three-yard completion by Tommy Reese, so that's good. Stay out of trouble. Another guy you want to watch is number 56, Shaquille Barrett of Colorado State. A little bit small. You see him standing next to Tyler Starr. He doesn't have the size, but he's very quick. He's very explosive. Goes sideline to sideline. Don't know that he's the Eagles' kind of linebacker, or what they really needed on the outside, but a guy that's going to be able to play in certain one-gap systems.
That's number 56 there. Also out on the left side, a wide receiver you've talked about, Bernard Reedy, showing a little something, the little man out of Toledo.
And the pass goes out to Flanders of Sam Houston State, Tim Flanders, another small school guy who bobbled that pass. I don't know if it was because of the delivery from Tommy Reese, but he is usually a lethal pass-catching threat out of the backfield, not only in the short field, but can get down the field. You're going to see a lot of small school backs. We saw Bauman from Northern Arizona earlier today. You see Flanders from Sam Houston State right there. Smaller, creative, third-down type of running backs for the next level. Guys that are going to be third-day draft picks, but can play in the NFL.
All right, a couple guys here who I think are interesting in terms of what the Eagles are looking for. Maybe in the later rounds, of course, at cornerback, we've got Shaquille Richardson from Arizona. He's a big corner, goes about 6'1", 6'2", and then Benny Benwickery, who is a 6-foot cornerback on the left side there. And then you've got Sean Parker from Washington at safety. We'll call him Napster.
Scouts like Ben, the kid from San Jose State, Ben Rickery. They think he can also play safety. You see him there staying with his receiver across the field. They like that discipline and coverage.
Keith Price again. Goes deep.
Again,
Nav jar.
Thank you. I'll get it right by the end of the week. But again, natural receiving skills. Granted, he's not in pads. Granted, he's open, but still, I mean, how many receivers have we seen today just drop passes in both practices? Here he is diving around the field, making a lot of difficult receptions. So good for him. And that's basically, again, what I wrote on Eagles.com. He's got to show that he's got football skills because they know he's a good athlete. You look at him, he's long, he's got a nice build. He can run down the field. So far, we've seen three or four good receptions from him during the day today.
Let me correct you. It's PhiladelphiaEagles.com, not just Eagles.com. We've got to send people to the right place, Tony. I think it's Najvar. That's what I'm going to settle on.
We'll just call him the Baylor tight end moving forward.
All right. 6'6 is the Baylor tight end, Jordan Najvar. As Keith Wenning there finds Quincy Anunua out of Nebraska, and that wraps things up for this session of the West Practice. Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net. Stay tuned for more coverage of the East-West Shrine Game on PhiladelphiaEagles.com throughout the week.